In our collect today, as we prayed with thanksgiving for St. Francis de Sales, there was this line that, God, you would bestow on us your charity in the service of our neighbor. Bestowing charity upon us in the service of our neighbor. St. Francis in his life confessed that for 20 years he struggled interiorly with a temper. But interestingly, people did not see this temper. That they spoke of St. Francis as being an incredibly gentle man. But he understood, as Jesus in today's gospel speaks of James and John as the sons of thunder, that in his spirit, St. Francis had that particular natural disposition. But the beautiful thing about St. Francis of de Sales is that he did not allow his own natural disposition to drive his life. Rather, he was a man who gave himself so totally to Jesus Christ that that part of our gospel where we're told that Jesus, first of all, appointed the 12 so that they could be with him was at the very heart of the life of St. Francis. He was a man who had a deep devotional life. He was someone who loved to be with Jesus. And it was out of that place of his interior formation that allowed him to live a life of profound courage, charity, and commitment. St. Francis was born in the year 1556. And if you know anything about the middle of the 16th century, this was the time when Protestantism was flourishing, that Geneva had become the center of Calvinism. And indeed, it was to the city of Geneva that St. Francis was appointed the Catholic bishop at the age of 35. And what is so remarkable about his life is that because he was so easy to talk to, that people could relate to him, that it's claimed that during his years as a bishop, he died in the year 1622, 72,000 people who had become Calvinists returned or came into the Catholic fold because he was able to present to them with such clarity and with such charity that the fullness of truth and grace subsists within the Catholic Church. Francis understood that he wasn't only called to be with Jesus, but as our gospel says, he was also called to proclaim the message. And he did that with such compassion, conviction, and steadfastness. But he also understood something else, that as Jesus commissioned the apostles to also cast out demons, that we live in a world where there are forces that are diametrically opposed to the gospel. And the only way in which we can counter those forces is by staying close to the heart of Jesus. I find it striking that in that first reading that we had from Samuel, we see the young David. And the young David is still close to the heart of his Lord. And because of that, his conscience is so quickened that even when he cuts the clothing of the king, he is struck to the core of knowing how wrong this is. Now think of the older David, that when he becomes king, when he has all the earthly power, he loses for a time closeness to the heart of God. And he so coordinates an event that he demands the death of the husband of the woman with whom he had committed adultery. He coordinates Uriah's death. So what does David teach us? That we always have to have first things first. And that's staying close to Jesus. What does St. Francis de Sales teach us? That if you commit yourself to this through a lifetime, you'll have to deal with the interior struggle, be it the struggle of anger, it might be the struggle of gluttony, it might be the struggle of pornography, it might be any number of struggles. But if we stay steadfast to Jesus, he will so change our hearts, change our dispositions, so that in our lives, we can embody what it is to share the gospel with generosity and be more aware of the reality of the evil that confronts us, knowing that we cannot defeat it in our own strength. But it is only as we stay with our Lord. And so in conclusion, this is Friday. And may I invite you, if you've not taken advantage of spending time with Jesus in adoration, to either on this Friday or in the Fridays to come, to make this a part of your Friday devotion. And may I invite you, if you have time, to come back this evening for a beautiful holy hour from 7 until 8, where through music, prayer, silence, and Eucharistic benediction, Jesus will bless you, he will touch you, and bring you closer to him. Because if it was true that in the 16th and 17th century, Christians needed to stay close to Jesus, in the world we're living in now, how much more so is this the case? Bestow on us, O Lord, your charity, that we can show your love to our neighbor. St. Francis de Sales, pray for us.